Welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We provide education and information on senior care topics. Here's your host, Ryan McInniff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We give you education and information on senior care topics. I am back in live person with Janet. Janet, how are you?
I am doing well, trying to stay cool with the rest of the East Coast.
So basically what ended up happening, we mentioned in the last program, but Janet went on vacation for a week, well-deserved vacation. We did a bunch of episodes beforehand. We thought that we had our act together, and this was the first time that we had basically a failure where there was just static white noise. You could still hear us talking, but it just didn't sound good. And when you're making podcasts, you want the sound to sound good. That's pretty much the most important
thing. We don't want to irritate people.
Exactly.
That's not our goal.
So unfortunately, there were only a few episodes we could send out. That's why this episode's going to be coming out on a Wednesday rather than on the Monday, Wednesday, Friday that we're usually doing. And I'm out of the office starting next week. So we're going to try to pump out and set everything up to have 3 episodes per week, but at a minimum there will be 2. So on that programming note, it is what it is. This is the vacation time. There's my phone ringing. Didn't put the do not disturb on. Oh well. So anyways, it's been a little hectic to say the least on the business side, which unfortunately sometimes causes the podcast side to suffer. We don't have ads. It's not a line of revenue for us. We do this as a labor of love. So it's unfortunately a little bit lower on the totem pole when the real business comes calling. But with that being said, we are talking about private home care. We're talking about senior care today. And what we're going to talk about is ADLs. ADLs are very important, and it's something that you should know about. And what these stand for, Janet, I'll let you take it from there. What are ADLs?
ADLs are activities of daily living. And it's basically the task list of what is required under the category of personal care for any clients.
Yes, and so ADLs are huge in the private home care field. If you're not familiar with them, they're an acronym. Every industry has their own acronyms. ADLs are a big one, especially when you're dealing with nursing homes. Assisted living is a big one, and private home care or VNA care. And when you're dealing with activities of daily living, these are, in a really nice way to say, are the things that you and I, the listener, myself, Janet, can do every single day with taking it for granted. We take these tasks for granted. It's something you never think about until it's taken away from you, and then you realize how important it is. So you want to go forward and explain some of the ones that are with the ADLs, and I'll take the IADLs?
Sure. Generally, under the activities of daily living, they fall into the areas of personal care, medications, toileting, mobility, nutrition, and sometimes a few other separate things. And usually the area of personal care is basically bathing. It's a sponge bath, it's a shower, what is involved with that. It's also whether a man needs to be shaved or whether he can shave independently, dressing, that type of thing. So those are basically what we do to get ourselves up and out the door in the morning. The housekeeping is generally someone's laundry, doing some dishes, emptying trash, things like that. When it comes to medications, it's a matter of whether a caregiver needs to assist somebody with reminding them to take their pills. The toileting, that's a matter of whether someone can use the bathroom independently, whether they need a commode, whether there's someone that wears Depends, whether they have the need for ostomies or things like that. And on mobility, when they talk about mobility, they're talking about ambulation, which is getting around, walking, moving, whether it's in a wheelchair or on your feet. It's also a matter of transferring. How does somebody get in and out of bed or get in and out of the shower or the bathroom? And as well as positioning or any exercises. And nutrition is if there's any special diet. People are often diabetics, hypertension, things like that. And making sure they have enough fluids. And those are the general categories that are looked at in terms of the functions of a caregiver. And those areas, usually if you have someone like long-term care insurance paying for it, they're different insurance are different, but generally speaking, they're looking for at least 3 of those areas where the client is not independent and needs assistance to do that.
Yeah, so I mean, when we talk about activities of daily living, we're talking about the bare bones of being able to live on your own. You're talking mm-hmm. about cleaning yourself, getting in and out of bed, getting in and out of chairs, being able to function and walk around, and being able to eat. I mean, you're talking about basic needs that every human being has, being clean, using the restroom, getting nourishment. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be able to cook a whole turkey dinner. You can still be able to deal with your ADLs and have food deliveries to you that are ready-made meals. That's you can still go out and have a lot of things done for you. But if you're having issues with bathing and showering, personal hygiene, grooming, using the toilet, getting dressed in the morning, those basic tasks that make us different from a dog, make us different from an animal, and to being not joking around, being seriously, mm-hmm. then you're really at a point, if you can't do that, of needing some type of professional care or some type of care from a family member.
Right. And sometimes it's because the person has a physical disability, or the person may have a form of dementia so that physically they could do it, but they don't comprehend how and when to do it.
Absolutely. So, you know, that doesn't mean people are animals. I don't want that to come across. But, you know, I have a dog, and that animal needs me to be able to stay alive. And so that's kind of where the basics are coming from. Next, the next one that's important is the instrumental activities of daily living. And what this deals with is a little bit higher level. These are things that you still take for granted every single day, but they aren't the building blocks of being able to stay healthy, maintain yourself, and be able to live alone. And some of these things are like cleaning a house, managing your own money, moving around within a community, preparing your own meals, like we just talked about, going shopping, grocery shopping, taking your prescribed medications, using the telephone, using sorts of communication. When you're having issues, all of those things can be handled by somebody else in some manner, right? You can have mm-hmm. an attorney that handles your money. You can have a cleaner that comes in and deals with your cleaning, making sure. You can have a professional chef, if you happen to have that kind of money, make all your meals yep. for you. You have people that can take you, go shopping for you. You have all these resources out there that can handle that. And it's something that you don't have to do, but it's a guideline that, hey, you know, if you can't manage your, and there are plenty of younger adults that can't manage their own money anyways, but you know, that's a whole
that's another story.
Yeah, we've talked about that as well with baby boomers not being able to manage their money. But when you're not able to recognize the difference between a $100 bill and a $20 bill, mm-hmm. When you can't figure out what the difference, you know, one of the things that confuses me is that National Grid, our utilities out here, gives you a gas bill and a electric bill, and it's two separate entities of themselves. You know, that can be confusing. How do I pay the bills? What's going on? Mm-hmm. So, and I've even made mistakes on that. So those are kind of those instrumental activities of daily living, a little bit higher up. They're not the building blocks. They're not the base of the triangle, if you will, mm-hmm. but they're certainly really important that you need to take note. And maybe it's time to look in other directions of, you know, if somebody realizes they need to manage their parents' money, a lot of times an adult child will just take over that job, right? I'll be the treasurer of the yep. Smith company, you know?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I'm going to handle the ins and outs of things, and we'll make sure that there's always $100 petty cash available for the pizza man or whatever it might be.
Yep.
But, you know, you can manage that. You can manage going shopping. You know, this instrumental activities of daily living are a perfect example of when people start thinking about home care, because they're doing tasks that in and of themselves aren't difficult, but when you combine them and stack them up, so you're not only doing the example I'm making is that, you know, generally we're dealing with women. The ladies are already cleaning their own house, they're already managing the money, they're doing all the community activities, they're preparing meals for their family, they've got to do the shopping to prepare the meals, they're taking any medications for the husband, not taking but getting medications, they're managing their household, and women,
they're domestic engineers,
good at doing that. Domestic right. engineers, you're good with the little phrases, you know. And so then all of a sudden, imagine needing to do that for another whole household again. And mm-hmm. you're still doing that with your kids. You're still dealing with your husband, giving you grief when he shouldn't be. And you're still dealing with work. And that's when that stacking comes, where we get calls from people that say, I started with the getting the groceries, and then I kind of dealt with the managing the money. I can manage the money, but I can't deal with anything else. Like, and that's when we start coming in. Now, with the activities of daily living, the ADLs, if that's an issue, usually when we're getting those calls, it's because something catastrophic has happened.
Right.
You know, like a injury to the hospital and going to the rehab center and then coming home. Usually we're starting out around the instrumentals, and then we're still there when the activities
right. Sometimes we come in almost on a companion level.
Exactly.
And we're overseeing things. And a lot of times it's when someone's judgment is starting to be a little impaired. They forget to shut off the stove or things like that. And then it can, you know, migrate into other things. But sometimes it's hard because that domestic engineer doesn't want to admit that they can't do everything. And there are little things that come up. I know of a woman that got Meals on Wheels and told everybody she was fine, but her arthritis, she couldn't open the container. And if you open the freezer, there was like a month and a half of meals in the freezer.
Yeah.
And everybody wondered why she was losing weight. You know, so she was trying to be independent and didn't want to be a burden
exactly
to the daughter that has the kids and the dog and the job and everything else.
And it goes back to our previous podcast we did, where, you believe it or not, your parents are going to lie to you about whether they fell. You know, if
the dog ate the homework.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. They're going to tell you those white lies so that they can maintain their independence. They don't want to be a burden on you, yada yada yada. And then all of a sudden, you realize you're maybe a little bit further into the instrumental activities of daily living that they can't mm-hmm. do than you realize. So, you know, that's a really, you know, maybe we should have done this podcast, one of the first ones we did, because it's such an important building block, but we got into some other things. But activities of daily living and instrumental activities of daily living are two big acronyms that if you're seeing your parent getting older, and maybe declining in different ways, mm-hmm. whether that declining is physical or mental, it's just good to brush up on mm-hmm. what these are.
And sometimes it's not a permanent decline. It can be a temporary situation. So, you know, you have to go back and forth with that. But it is the building blocks. And everybody in the healthcare industry knows what ADLs are. So
absolutely. So anyways, Janet, it's good to have you back live and in person.
Glad to be back.
I had checked the, you know, we never had that issue before. I don't know, something must have not been plugged in with all the wires we have, right? And there was that hissing noise. But anyways, we're back at it. We're going to pump out some more episodes for you. We appreciate it. Hopefully you're enjoying the guests. It would be really great to get some feedback from people if the guests are you're enjoying the interviews. You know, one of the things that we're trying to do on a bit more of a production scale is have more guests in here. Janet's going to be involved with those interviews. It's not going to be one-on-one with me, but, you know, when we're doing this, somebody's got to man the phones. Somebody's got to be out there and picking up the phone.
We have to keep the lights on.
Yeah, absolutely. So Janet will be involved moving forward, but there is a lot of effort in going out and getting guests. And, you know, I would love to get some feedback. We've had two or three guests so far, and it would be good to know how people are feeling about those. So if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me on my email. It's ryan@mwhomecare.com. You can reach out to me on Twitter. It's @getbigred. Yeah, that's what it is, @getbigred. Or just type in my name, Ryan McAniff, and you'll find me on Twitter. Other than that, give us 5 stars, 4 stars. Love us, like us, love us. Yearn for us. Give us the greatest reviews in the world if possible.
That's right. Share,
and then we'll go from there. But anyways, Janet, thank you. It's good to have you back.
And glad to be back.
We'll get pumping out some more episodes very soon. Have a good day, everybody.